how the nursing shortage is affecting who's caring for kids in D.C. schools. I'm Megan Cloherty.
A workforce crisis at nursing homes across the U.S. I'm Sandy Kozell.
It's 4 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
Monica Ricks in New York, where a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers takes effect today. It's forced many to flood free clinics for a shot. WROC-TV reporter Alex Love is in Rochester.
When asked what took them until now to get their shot, those who showed up explained their concerns on side effects and how quickly this vaccine was made. Others wanted to wait to see how other people they know felt after getting it.
People that's way older than me, because I'm only like 24. So it's like people that's like literally like 30 and up, and they just like, girl, my kids got it, they 12, and this person got it, my grandma got it, and this nappy third. So if little babies and older people, and you know, so I'm no different.
For any concerns or questions when going into the clinical site, Department of Health and URMC doctors were available to provide answers on how the vaccine is safe and effective.
The Senate is set to begin debate on a bill extending government funding and suspending the nation's debt limit. CBS's Natalie Brandt is at the White House.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's office confirms the plan is still to hold a key test vote Monday evening on a bill that temporarily funds the government and raises the debt limit. Republicans have said they would block any bill that links the two.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney is running for re-election in Wyoming, and she tells 60 Minutes she's changed her stance on same-sex marriage. She opposed it in 2013, even though her sister's gay.
I was wrong. I was wrong. I love my sister very much. I love her family very much. And I was wrong. It's a very personal issue, and very personal for my family. I believe that my dad was right. And my sister and I have had that conversation.
Mourners paid their respects to Gabby Petito at a memorial service this weekend in New York. The 22-year-old's death on a cross-country trip has sparked a manhunt for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. He's been missing for about 2 weeks. Moulin Rouge wins Best New Musical at the Tony Awards. Producer Carmen Pavlovic.
It feels a little odd to me to be talking about one show as Best Musical. I feel that every show of last season deserves to be thought of as the best musical.
Pavlovic on the Tony Awards presents Broadway's back broadcast. The Inheritance won Best Play. A judge in California says a tall tree in a wealthy Bay Area neighborhood has got to go. A woman complained that the 32-foot tall tree was blocking her view of city landmarks. Neighbors will now split the bill to take it down. It's going to cost about $1,800. This is CBS News.
Dell's semi-annual sale for business has arrived. Save up to 45% on Dell computers with Windows 10 Pro to succeed anywhere. Just call 877-ASK-DELL.
It's 4:03, Monday, September 27th, 2021. 60 degrees going up to 81. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Gaines Bryant. The top local stories we're following this hour. A police-involved shooting in Prince George's County. Police say an officer shot a carjacking suspect. Another suspect is on the run.
A source telling WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. Police Chief Malik Aziz says this all started shortly after 11 a.m. when a responding officer got to this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, where a caller told 911 a carjacking was going down. The two suspects ran, the officer catching up with one of them.
That responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
Aziz says the officer is a 16-year veteran. Police say the suspect's handgun was found at the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
Two people are in the hospital after a shooting in the Indian Head area of Charles County. Police say it happened in front of an apartment on Strauss Avenue and Blair Road around 7:30. Officers received a call about a large fight in the area. There, they found a man who was shot in the leg and chest and a juvenile female who was shot in the foot. Police say the severity of the injuries are unknown at this time. The cause of the fight is under investigation. Twice in a week, fire trucks helping people on the side of the road have been struck. And the incidents have Montgomery County's fire chief reminding drivers to pay attention.
Distracted driving.
Chief Scott Goldstein with Montgomery County Fire and EMS is upset after a driver slammed into a county fire truck on I-270 near Montrose Road last Wednesday. That as his crew helped with a crash. Then a day later in Prince George's County, a fire truck there was hit on Route 50. That crash sent a firefighter to the hospital.
Frequently we see people swerve around something that they didn't pay attention for and then strike what was there, meaning the piece of fire apparatus.
It's the law to move over or reduce speed when you see an emergency or service vehicle on the side of the road.
Let us help the people in need and not harm us and make us another part of the incident.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A nursing shortage is affecting how kids are cared for at D.C. schools. Not every school has a nurse, and complicating matters, school nurses are not tasked with asking with anything having to do with COVID-19 protocols, which is confusing some parents.
In many D.C. schools, kids can't go to the nurse's office as there aren't enough nurses for every school. As the district works to hire more school nurses to handle bumps and bruises, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members last week contracted CSS nurses and other healthcare personnel are in schools to test, screen, and monitor kids for COVID.
We hired over 240 patient care technicians who help with all of our COVID-related responses.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Charles Allen says he's hearing from parents concerned about their kids' care.
I think a lot of people very naturally would want to see nurses helping out with a student showing symptoms or doing COVID testing. We're not even having the nurses available to handle the regular stuff either.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
A survey of nursing homes shows the industry is facing a significant workforce crisis.
How significant? Nearly 78% of the nursing homes and 71% of assisted living facilities surveyed say they're concerned that workforce challenges might force them to close. They're asking staff to work overtime or take on extra shifts. Nearly 70% of nursing homes are having to hire expensive agency staff. 58% of nursing homes are limiting new admissions. The president of the American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living is calling on Congress to provide the resources for them to address their workforce challenges. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
It's 4:07.
This is WTOP's Jack Taylor. Summer may be winding down, but Jack Taylor's Alexandria Toyota isn't done. Inventory, they have it. Discounts, they give them. And trade values, well, nobody pays more, and my friends over there will prove it. Still owe 3, 4, even 6 more months on your lease? Don't make another payment. Jack Taylor's Alexandria Toyota can trade you out with no penalties. For your custom tailored experience, shop at alexandriatoyota.com. See dealer for details.
WTOP News Time, 4:08.